Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
So did you watch the wedding on Saturday? Be honest now, come on. Well, a lot of people did. How many exactly? Well, I only have the U.S. numbers. I mean, obviously, around the world, they were viewing it. But in the U.S., 29 million people watched the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Now, how does that compare to the other weddings? You got Prince William and Kate Middleton. They got married in 2011. That had 23 million viewers. And the big question, well, what about Princess Di and Charles? Interestingly, only 17 million people watched that in the U.S. But again, you got to remember these numbers for William and Kate, along with Harry and Meghan Markle, are spread out over a whole bunch of cable networks. You got the the three main broadcast networks, in addition to all these cable networks too. Back in 81, when Charles and Diana married, cable really had not taken hold yet the way it has. So basically, it was the three broadcast networks. So if you look at it that way, that 17 million number is pretty darn impressive. The coverage here started, well, in some cases, like, I think CBS started coverage at 3 in the morning, which is, you really are a royal watcher if you're getting up at 3 in the morning to watch a wedding. But in general, it started, the wedding itself was at 6 o'clock our time, which was noon England time in England. And Adam, what'd you think of it? Did you like it? And, no, I didn't watch it wall to wall. In fact, I saw the replay of it later on in the day because which one of the networks was showing it again, like in full, although they did edit it, which was nice. But in general, I thought it was really well done. My only complaint, if I'm allowed to have one, is that it was a little too American. And here's the reason I say that. I get it. I understand Meghan Markle is American and you want to kind of pay homage to the American side of things. But that being said, nobody does majesty like the Brits. And, they had a American gospel choir there, which, they were fantastic. The preacher was amazing. The guy they had preaching was unbelievably good. But I like the whole God Save the Queen and the majesty of the UK, and I don't know. I understand the whole thing. They're trying to bring the monarchy into the modern age, etc. I don't see any reason to. I like them just the way they are, with the old style and the British pomp and circumstance and whatnot. That's, to me, that's what the British monarchy should be. It doesn't mean they have to be uncaring, but come on, let's keep the majesty. And I just think it was a little too much American flair at the wedding. But that being said, they are now married, and so and as I mentioned earlier, I know this is so terrible, but these Las Vegas odds makers, man, they will bet on anything, okay? They will bet on what you're going to have for lunch today. Yes, there are odds out there. I have not seen the numbers, but they are wagering on how long the the marriage will last. I know! Come on, 2 days after this couple is married, really? Already?
There were bets on whether or not Meghan Markle would actually show up at the wedding. I guess some people thought it was possible. Possibility of Meghan not showing up, 1,000 to 1. People were betting on the chances of her car breaking down on the way to the service. 250 to 1. Or power being cut in the church, 100 to 1 odds. There are odds on when and if Meghan Markle will get pregnant, and she is 36 years old. And will they stay married? Now, interestingly, I don't see any odds numbers on this, although the experts, if you will, say that it's not out of the question that this marriage could end, because this is her second marriage. Both of them come from families of divorce, so it wouldn't be unheard of. We certainly hope not, but again, odds makers love speculating.
Anyway, we wish the very best to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. She was walked down the aisle, by the way, by Prince Charles, which was, I thought that was kind of a nice touch, though. Come on, be honest. Did you watch it? I know you did.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.